Where are we now, Bobby? Because this 10-point plan that presumptively is going to be the basis of negotiations is pretty extreme on the Iranian side, as one would expect. I mean, it gives them control over the Strait of Hormuz. It allows them to charge tolls. It calls for reparations, effectively. It asks for a lot of different things. So where do we stand right now?
Well, only yesterday, the White House was briefing reporters and saying that the 10 points that Iran had put forward were unacceptable, that they were maximalist. That was the term that was used. I think Axios was reporting that, and that it would not be considered. Today, Trump is saying that it's the basis of a conversation. Now, it's not unusual for two sides in a negotiation to start from maximalist positions and then find their way to something that both sides can agree on. But we don't yet have anywhere near enough information. We've heard that there's a 10-point plan. The White House has not released this 10-point plan. The Iranians have not released the 10-point plan. An Iranian news agency, which is usually the mouthpiece of the government, has released only the sketchiest idea of a 10-point plan, and that includes the points that you make, that they get to decide who goes through Hormuz. They get to, the United States has to leave. All American military personnel have to leave from the region. That they get to decide on their nuclear uranium enrichment program. These are things that surely, after all of what we've seen take place, after everything that the president has said over the last month and a half, none of these things should be acceptable at face value to the Trump administration. But now the president says, at this late hour, that it's a basis of a conversation.
Yeah, and